George.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. On behalf of all the associates and agents of Nationwide Insurance, I'd like to congratulate you, Virgil, on receiving this award and present you with this check for $10,000 so you can continue your efforts in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you.
Yes, sir.
That check one more time?
Sure.
You want to go back in?
All righty.
Is it all fire away?
Were you surprised that you were nominated?
A little bit surprised, you know. In years past, I've done a lot of work, you know, in the community. This year, you know, I'm still out there, but with having a son and everything, I'm not as you know, vigorous in the streets, as I'd say. I'm always willing to go out and help kids and do things of that nature, work with Fill Up to Play 60, anything the Broncos community development wants me to do. I'm always willing to get out there and get my feet wet.
Why is that so important to you?
You know, I just think it's a passion of mine. I enjoy doing it. It's an honor to be out there, to see the smiles on the kids' face. I work a lot with kids, so to see the smiles on their faces and, you know, playing in a business where sometimes it could be stressful, you know, going and working with the kids is sometimes, you know, I can be a kid again and just play with them and just toss the football around and have no cares in the world.
What does it mean to you that everybody else is obviously not taking notice of that?
You know, for me, like, it's cool. I don't do it for those reasons. So, you know, I'm very humble in that aspect. I don't always, things that I do, I don't always do it for people to see. So it is great to be acknowledged and recognized, especially, you know, Walter Payton, the things that he did for the community with being a superstar that he was, is definitely a true honor to be in that category.
Virgil, you said, I mean, I remember you told me a couple of years ago when you're done playing, you want to help kids and have community centers that will help kids. I imagine winning an award like this just helps strengthen that.
Yeah, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, I do so much work out here that a lot of times I don't get back to get home and be able to do a lot of things at home because I'm always in Denver. So I always ponder of things that I could try to do to help, you know, my town back home. It's a small town, you know, 60,000 people. And I know that with a lot of the things that I've learned through working with the community here, I can definitely take that back to, you know, my hometown of Tulare, California.
Because you're so big, muscular, physically, do the kids ever just look at you and go, oh, my goodness?
You know, a lot of times the kids, you know, they play the video games, the Madden. You know, they always try to, you know, bring me down a little bit. You're 79 overall in Madden. And I was like, I appreciate it, buddy. But I don't know if that was a compliment or what was that. So, you know, they like to joke with me a lot, and it doesn't bother me at all.
You ever remind them that you're actually on the game and they're just playing?
These kids know. These kids know what's going on, so I don't have to remind them of anything.
Was there a moment or a particular kid as you were getting started in the community that made you want to keep, you know, that hit you up?
You know, when I was in college in the summertime, early in my career, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club a lot. And it was the first time I was really exposed to, you know, a lot of young kids at one time. And, you know, there was a kid who was dealing with some things at home. And that was the first time where I actually just, you know, saw that the Boys and Girls Club often, sometimes, is a good way for kids to get away from things that they may not be want to be surrounded by. And it really just caused me to really want to get involved and show kids that, you know, you can make it from anywhere you're at in life. You can do what you want to do and be successful. And I think the Boys and Girls Club is like the main thing that really got me started in wanting to give back to the community.
Virgil, have you even thought about a couple of what you're going to do with the $10,000? How
are you going to? You know, I really haven't decided exactly, you know, where I want to. I know I've worked a lot with United Way in the past. Right now I'm working with Philo to play 60, so, whoa, is that an Amber Alert? Then I'll sit back, talk with my wife, talk with, you know, my publicist and see exactly how we want to make things right.
Thank you, Virgil.
Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you.